life is going to throw you curveballs, but like you get to choose how you hit that curveball, you know? So observe that curveball as it's heading towards you, analyze where the right place is to hit it, and then swing the bat and hit a home run. That's my moral of this story. And you can do that without hitting or hurting anybody on the way. It is a sentimental chat today. I am rocking this is literally like from 2017, this hoodie. This is the first black Kohl's hoodie that I owned. I still have it, and I decided to put it on today because I'm being super sentimental. Sorry, Easton is giving me big smiles right now. Yes! And I even put my drink in a Kohl's mug today because this might likely be the last time that I rock Kohl's in a video or in a podcast, and I felt like we had to just go all out, you know? So hi everyone, welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. My name is Kaylin and I am here to talk to you guys today about what's going on with Kohl's and just a general goodbye to Kohl's. And I want this to be as lighthearted as possible. Like I'm feeling sentimental, hence the sweater and the mug. I'm also drinking a apple cider today. Let me know what you're drinking or doing down below. I wanted a comforting beverage for this chat today as well. So cheers. I haven't thought too much about how I want to go about today's chat, mostly because I haven't had time to really overthink it. I don't want any hate to come out of this video. I don't want anybody to go spread any negativity from this video or bring it here. Like, I just want to explain what's going on, especially for the amount of people that have been here for years and even some new people that showed so much support. I can't even explain to you guys. I went on Shopify the other day and to see how many sales came through of people that were literally just buying something to show support overwhelmed me to tears, and I can't thank you guys enough. And I am really excited about what this has pivoted into, so I want to leave it at that. I have no animosity, I have no ill will to anybody, but this is the story as to why Kohl's is changing, what happened, and where we're gonna go from here. So did I disclaim everything I needed to disclaim? Don't send hate, that's all. That's like the biggest thing I really want to hit home from this is please don't send any hate to anybody, anywhere, because what's done is done and it's time to look forward to new and better things, right? We're just gonna roll with the punches and lean into it. Oh yeah, that's the lesson. Yep, actually many lessons, but I digress. Let's jump in. So I started All Things Kohl's back in 2017. It originally started as a shop and I had hoodies. I also had kind of dress wear. I had mugs. I had a couple different things, and I was just shipping it all. I was buying it in bulk and shipping it to my apartment in Toronto and then shipping it myself out to customers. And even then I was overwhelmed by the support that I had. Kohl's started out as a shop, but also a publishing house that I was publishing my books under. So I published my ebook Feels under it. I published Catcher under, I self-published, but I self-published through my business. So there was Kohl's Publishing and there was the Kohl's shop. It grew into a Kohl's blog. It grew into a different YouTube channel. And unknowingly, I think what Kohl's became for me was this separate entity that I was able to grow online that was different from me sharing my personal life and was able for me to create this comforting atmosphere online, have a little shop, have a little side business that wasn't so directly tied to myself and to my personal life sharing vlogs. I think intuitively, unknowingly, I was creating something different so that eventually I could fall under a business and perhaps give myself the option to not share so much of my personal life online if I ever decided not to do that, which is definitely something that I've in a way leaned into as well. I had big dreams for Kohl's. I wanted so many books. I wanted planners. I wanted to eventually move into getting goods manufactured. But the thing about starting a shop or a business for anybody that hasn't or doesn't know is it is a lot of upfront costs. So there was the cost of incorporations, there's the cost of lawyers, all of the paperwork. Like, I'm not a paperwork person, so I just got lawyers to do all of my paperwork. There's the cost for your domain, your website. There's the cost for any kind of merchandise that you're selling, for shipping, for a lot of different things. And trademarking is something that I originally didn't do. I was very naive in the business world. Incorporating in Canada definitely gave me some protection, but not enough protection. And it's no excuse, but I naively thought that nobody would in the same realm that I would care about come up with the same thing. So, I mean, there is other co's businesses out there. There's a restaurant, there is a bedding company, there's a radio station, there's a DJ. All of those things are not competitors to me. And so I figured one day I would trademark. Life went on and I just didn't. And that was definitely my mistake. A lot of manufactured goods, you can get them for cheap if you want to go that route. If you want to try and make things a bit more eco-friendly, or if you want to try and make things from North America, it's very expensive, especially up front. For me to move into something a bit more eco-conscious and a little bit more local would have been very expensive. And so my idea was like, oh, I'll do that when I can hire the manpower, because it was really just me and my sister for a while at the time as well. Fast forward, and I mean, 2020 was a year that a lot of this stuff got sidelined. I was really struggling with my mental health in 2020. I think we all kind of were in a way, so don't need to digress on that. But in 2021, I decided that I was going to finally take that next step and launch a membership base, which was also going to fall under the All Things Co's umbrella, which I wanted to start on my All Things Co's YouTube business channel, because, I mean, obviously, if I would have started it under my Kaylin Nicholson YouTube, there's much more of a following there. I probably would have made a lot more money, if I'm being honest with you, but I wanted it to be not about me. This was something that I wanted to create a community with, a safe place you could go online that offered community events, that offered extra bonus content, of extra comfort really online, and like community online that you could meet fellow people from the same world. And it has been the coolest thing ever. I got my yoga teacher training in 2020, so I also offered a yoga membership as well. And that was really cool. We were doing live streams 3 times a week. Like it's really grown into this huge community, this big umbrella where it's not just shopped goods anymore. It grew into a blog. It grew into a place where it was kind of like I called it my content cafe, because you would have member profiles of people like kind of like signing the cafe wall to say, I was here. I was part of the Co's community. Like this was it's a community. And membership or not, including people that aren't paying for memberships, it's still a community. It's just the offerings are different based on if you're a member or you're not, but it was still always there. And I started publishing my podcast under All Things Co's. I really just started to streamline things under All Things Co's and left my personal channel. My Kaylin Nicholson channel is just me giving video journals of my life, like my kind of like personal virtual updates of me, which is still tends to be kind of the favorited content of what I've created online. But my passion has been over here with All Things Co's, because it's always been like a chance for me to create a comforting atmosphere for you rather than to invite you into my own comforting life, you know? It balanced it out. It was like the limb I was missing online by just sharing myself. And also, I mean, I've grown up a lot since I started my YouTube channel. What started as me first kind of looking for a safe space online and away from my personal life became almost this, I got wrapped into a lot of the narcissism that came with YouTubing, influencing, if you will, being an influencer back in the day, like 2016, 17, especially 18. And then I grew even more, you know, I grew up more and realized that I just didn't want, I don't know. I've just grown up a lot. I've grown up a lot since those years. And Co's felt like my safe space as well for creation and for offering what I could with the space and the foundation and the growth and the community that I had created online through my personal channel. That's a background on Co's. It is 2022. I've still been doing memberships. I am currently on somewhat of a mat leave, you could say, from my yoga, because I just had a baby. And so I haven't been offering new yoga classes, but the yoga classes that were there are still in a membership offering. And then there's still just the Co's offerings in general. So I'm still doing community events. I'm still posting content to All Things Co's. I'm still doing, you know, social media work, and my shop was still there. My blog was still running. And a couple weeks back, I want to say it was like second week of October, I started getting a couple DMs and a couple tags in a post that said Co's, K-O-Z-E. And from what I was reading from the comments and from what people were telling me, that this was going to be the brand launch of a really big creator. And I was like, oh shit, I really hope not. And I mean, when I fell across this Instagram only had like 300 followers at the time and only one post from July. And remember that it was from July, because that will become important in a moment. And nothing else. Like, there was no confirmation that this creator was involved. There was no confirmation this was a brand that was even being launched. And I didn't want to be hasty. So I basically just was like, okay, what can I do here? So I just posted a comment on that Instagram post, which only had a couple hundred likes, just saying like, hey, I don't know if this is a brand launch of somebody, but if it is, and like, maybe you didn't know I exist, but now you might. I am a YouTuber. I have a brand called All Things Coz. I did not create the cozy aesthetic by any means. And there's definitely enough pie for everybody. Like, I don't know what this brand even is supposed to be at this point. Like, if it's going to be a huge lifestyle brand umbrella like I've created, that's awesome. If it's just merchandise, that's also awesome. Like, cozy, comforting wear, that's also awesome. But do you mind maybe just going by any other name?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And again, I mean, this was not launched at this point. There was a post from July. I just wanted to kind of like give a little heads up and just be like, please, please don't do that. Because what that does, one, the biggest thing is that it would squash my SEO, which is search engine optimization. If you go and you Google Coz, K-O-Z-E, I'm the first thing that pops up, or my business is the first thing that pops up. And my YouTube is also the second thing that pops up. It's like a bunch of videos. And again, then you'll see that DJ, that restaurant, the other things that can pop up under Coz as well. If this creator was the creator that was going to launch this brand, I knew it was going to do really well. I knew they were definitely going to have a lot more resources and as well as a lot more following, so that now when you look up Coz, not only would I not show up in that search engine optimization towards the top, still I probably would. But the other thing that was a bigger worry for me is that the brand recognition itself, when you saw the word Coz, would no longer be Kaylin. It would not like Coz Kaylin. It would become Coz this creator or Coz this brand, and you would forget kind of about this brand. Not to mention if someone's walking around with a sweater like this, or I'm walking around with a sweater like this, someone might think I'm repping that brand, you know, if they don't know about my brand. Those are the two main reasons. And then it followed into more reasons. And to be honest, this creator tends to have videos made about them. And I've watched a few, and I actually am really grateful that the ones that I watched specifically, like Peter Mons and Rich Lux's, they were very kind. At least I thought they were pretty kind, at least to me. And I can't speak for anybody else. So thank you to you two for being as kind as you were when you were running this story, I guess you will. But like, that was the other thing I was worried about, is that now when you would look up Coz, the other thing that was going to start happening is that tea videos would show up, or what is called like tea videos or drama videos. And I've never been in any tea or in any drama, and I don't want to be. I also don't want the brand affiliated with like I don't want people to look up Coz and then be like, ooh, drama. You know what I mean? And so that was another issue. I really want to be as kind as possible, but I also want to be honest. And I didn't get any response back from said creator. And then a week or two later, it was confirmed that this creator was launching this business. I knew at that point they had seen my comment. If I'm being very, very frank and honest, if you were to start any business, if you were to start any company, what would be the first thing you would do when you came up with the name? Would you not look it up on social media and look it up on Google? Because if you did both of those things, you would definitely see my co's. And if you found my co's, you would know that I was a fellow YouTuber, a fellow influencer, I hate that word, but content creator, with a brand under the same spelling. And so the difference is, and this was a big argument of a lot of people that were a fan base of this person, is that, well, there's already like so many co's, what does it matter? That was the one of the big arguments. They're not in direct competition. In terms of following, in terms of, you know, what you grew your influence under being YouTube and online content creation, that's very similar. The person that's running a restaurant, the person that's a DJ, the person that has a radio station doesn't have similar following, doesn't have similar startups, you know, from where they came from, where they started. The other main issue was, well, you didn't trademark it. I am aware that was shit on my part. What really kind of put a bad taste in my mouth was instead of this creator responding, their team or they did just posted a reel with the word co's, or they call it cozy, with a TM beside it. The reason why that put a bad taste in my mouth is because, one, the energy was weird. It was weird because it just kind of gave a like, yeah, I saw your comment, here's my response, trademarked. I was working with lawyers who looked it up and they hadn't trademarked it. In fact, the first post for this brand was in July. So usually when you file a trademark, it takes a week or two to show up in the database. It had been months. There was no trademark filed under this person or their LLC, which is kind of like their incorporation. Like it's called an incorporation in Canada. It's an LLC in the US, at least that's my understanding from what my lawyer told me. They didn't have anything filed. And so maybe they saw my post or my comment and then decided to file. And you can put trademark, TM, beside something you even just have intentions of trademarking without it even being trademarked. But it gave the impression that they had a trademark they didn't have. And then a lot of the comments were kind of like, yeah, shove it in her face kind of thing. And that energy was like, not my cup of tea. It looked one way when reality was a different way, because the trademark didn't exist under this person. There are trademarks for co's, just not under this person or her business. And so, yeah, that kind of was like the response that I got. And this is where this is my second mistake. I will admit this. This is where I went wrong again. A ton of comments were saying that were really, really rude, but I was kind of looking past those ones because, like, whatever, people are rude on the internet. But some people were kind of trying to diminish the way I was feeling by saying, like, you should be happy. This is going to get you traffic. This is going to, like, there's going to be drama from this, and, like, people are going to find you now because of this. And that bothered me too, and I wish that I hadn't, but I wrote another comment on this Instagram, and it was directed towards the people that were commenting about me, and I wish I didn't do that, because at this point, I should have just wiped my hands and walked away and stayed quiet, because after this, my lawyer told me not to say anything. I should have just left it, and I think it was honestly a little unprofessional on my part to be commenting publicly on this person's Instagram directed, but it was in direction to the public comments about me, to the people that were writing there about me. But still, bad move on my part. Really kind of wish I didn't do that. But I basically said to anybody that's telling me that I should be happy that people are finding my business this way, this is not the way anyone would want their business to be found. Let me rephrase that. At least it's not the way I would. I don't want drama to be the reason someone finds my company, my brand. I also know that that's really short-lived, that the first little bit of traffic that would come through would die down eventually as this brand basically takes hold of the name. That would stop being a thing. It might be a little boost at first and then that's it. And then all of a sudden there's a bigger brand, a bigger creator with the same company name. That's not something you want. That's like owning a little shop of goods and services called Amazon, and Amazon comes and they build a giant Amazon store, or like a decent sized Amazon store right beside your Amazon. And then they're like, well, and people might just get confused enough to walk into your Amazon that's much smaller on the side. No, that's not the way you want it. And I was also defending myself a bit because there were harsh comments about my co's. And I was saying like, hey, yeah, I know I don't have like the greatest luxury of things being sold here. And I know that I also create content, and yeah, my Instagram isn't flooded with things I'm trying to sell people, but that's literally because my mission with co's isn't to just sell goods. My mission even online, anybody on the other side of this, anybody that's listening through their speakers or watching me through their screen right now is a person. You're not a consumer. You're not a viewer. You're not, there's another word for it in this in this realm of working online, you get called so many different things. You're not just a demographic. You're not just a number. You're not just a consumer or a customer to me. You're a person. Yes, you have to have some business savvy to be able to pay your bills by working online. But I really balance that out with, you are literal people. I don't want to just sell you things. I don't want you to go into debt or put you in a hole trying to, you know, pay my bills. So I offer other things. I share other content. I try to uplift people with free content, with other uplifting things that fall under that Coase umbrella. And Coase was never meant to just be a shop. I wanted it to be a big umbrella of things, like a big, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but like a brand, you know, a brand that you could see with multiple different avenues. I was defending myself there too to say like, yeah, I know that we're not doing the exact same thing. Like, this person is just selling goods. I sell some goods that aren't the same. I will be very honest about that. They're not exactly the same, but like the name is, I mean, it looks kind of close in terms of fonts, in terms of logo, but yeah, like I'm not selling, you know, luxury pajamas or anything, but there are some crossovers. I wish I didn't write that. Someone wrote back to me and said that they weren't pleased that I was writing comments on this Instagram, and I agreed. And as soon as I read that comment, I was like, wow, yep, I can self-reflect and know that that was probably a hasty move. That was me being hasty because I got defensive. I got anxious. I was away at a cottage for Thanksgiving, and it was literally like I came back into service. There's no service at this cottage. And as soon as I got back into service, I was flooded with notifications and DMs and reading people talk about me. And I've never been in anything like this before. So it definitely lit a fire a little bit under me. And like my heart was pounding. I was sweating in the car. I was definitely anxious. And I anxiously responded with that comment, and I wish I hadn't. And as soon as I was called out for it, I was like, wow, you're right. I really shouldn't be just publicly commenting on this Instagram. I'm gonna leave this alone now. And I did from that point on, except for there was one other time someone wrote something big to me that was a follower of both mine and this creator's. And I responded to that person saying like, hey, I have not been answering anymore, and I stopped answering because of this reason, and I can't control how anybody receives the comment that I did say, but this was the energy I meant it under. I was not looking to cause any harm or any hate. I even said multiple times, like, I don't want any hate towards this creator. I have no ill will. There's enough pie for everyone. There's enough room for everyone. I did not create this. I was in the process of trademarking at that point, knowing that that trademark wasn't filed yet. I will agree that there was a part of that that was a little unprofessional. So anyway, I stopped commenting and I left it at that. And I kept getting DMs, I kept getting comments, but I just kind of ignored them. I didn't really know how to address them because as much as I was like, don't send this person hate, I also could understand that people were just trying to support me, and I didn't want to shoot people down for supporting me, but I also didn't want this person getting hate. So I kind of just decided to mind my own business quite literally and take a step back, talk with my lawyers, weigh out my options and see what I could do. And my lawyers also said like, don't do anything at this point. I said, should I reach out to this person? They said, no, wait, let's see what we can find. Let's see what your options are. Let's make a decision and then you can decide. So I'm going to take a quick break and leave you guys with a couple messages from the sponsors for today's chat that do pay my bills. And I will explain to you exactly the whole trademarking process and everything that's happened and where I'm going with this from here on out right after this break. So as soon as I found out about this, I instantly reached out to some lawyers and got them to start filing the paperwork to trademark Coase. Now, because Coase is such a wide umbrella, I had to trademark under 7 different classes, which I learned a lot from this experience, by the way. And like, her fans were right. I should have done this much, much sooner. From a stone cold business point of view, without me having my trademark in, this person could do this and there would technically be nothing wrong. For talking more ethically and morally, and also just if you're gonna say you didn't know that I existed, I can't see how that would be. But hey, maybe. I will give the benefit of the doubt. My lawyers were telling me that I still would have a case. I could still fight this person because I had been in business for 5 years and I have been selling goods under that name for 5 years, under that branding for 5 years. So even if this person did have a trademark, which they didn't, I don't know if they do now, I could legally pursue them. I really didn't want to do that. And when it comes to trademarking, especially in the US, now I'm a Canadian and my business is incorporated in Canada, for me to go through the process in the US, they definitely favor whoever files first. So instantly when we found out that they hadn't filed, and I was checked back a week after that, and still no filing, and my lawyer assumed it was because this person was waiting for their first sale, because if you have sold something under a brand name, the filing process for trademarks is very different. We assumed they were waiting until their launch day to file their trademark because it would be a different process, which gave me some time to file mine first. And so I got the lawyers to draft up the paperwork. Like, we basically went like, if this happens, what would go here? If this happens, what would happen after that? If this happens, what would happen after that? So if I filed first, I could do a cease and desist. Even if I didn't file first and they got their filing before me, I could still legally pursue, get them to change out of COS. The estimated cost in the US alone in US dollars is $95,000 to do that. Which is why I was rushing to get my trademark in first at that point. That's in US, so in Canadian dollars, that's well over $100,000 Canadian. To move forward legally with taking action, because I technically did have a leg to stand on, it was just going to be lengthy and expensive. So the other option was file first. And if you file first, you have more of a leg to stand on, but it was still going to require taking legal action. Even if I had my trademark first, I would either have to file a cease and desist, and if they didn't respond, or if they didn't, you know, take down their COS, I would still have to legally pursue. Not to mention, if I'm like, I don't first of all want a legal battle. Let's just put that out there. That's not something I'm looking for in this stage of my life as a new mom. No, thank you. Also, I didn't want the drama of it because, let's be honest, if I legally pursue this person and their brand, like, the drama that would ensue, I don't want to be roped up into that either. I don't want to hurt this person. I don't want to hurt their business or their brand. I know that this person obviously put in work to do what they're doing, and to legally pursue them also just like didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel authentic to me. Again, if we're going to go back to business is business, if I was a type of person that looked at business that way, I definitely probably would have done it. I don't. I move through my life very much by my moral compass, and my moral compass was like, no. And so having all the paperwork done and ready to go, I decided not to file the trademark for COS. I decided to rebrand instead. That felt right to me in the sense of, at least at the end of the day, I know that I stuck true to my morals and my values. I'm going to let this person have COS. I'm going to move on with my life. I'm going to mind my own business. I'm going to wipe my hands clean of this. I'm going to go rebrand, which also another thing that my lawyer was telling me is I technically also had grounds to sue and ask for money, for the money it's going to cost me to rebrand, for the money it is costing me to rebrand. I don't want to, because again, I don't want to take any legal course of action against this person. I don't want the drama from it, and I don't want the stress on either end, the stress on me or the stress on this person. Like, I don't want any ill will towards this person, even if they don't give a shit about me or my company. It's just not the way I move through life. I just have to let go of COS with zero compensation, zero help, zero anything. Like, my own fault for not trademarking first. I am aware. I will own that. I still could have trademarked first. All the way up until their launch, they did not have a trademark, so I still could have. I decided not to. I don't think anybody wants... Anybody that might follow both of us probably wouldn't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen. And also, the world doesn't freaking need more negativity. COS has gone through its growing pains, and it's helped me become a better person. It's helped me also learn a lot more about business, which I am not somebody that is naturally business savvy. I am a creator. I am someone with a big imagination. I'm not somebody that looks at opportunities in terms of money or like dollar signs. I'm someone that looks at opportunities in terms of like my creative expression and my ability to connect with people. And so, yes, I learned a lot from this in terms of things that I need to get better at, things that I need to do in terms of my own due diligence, in terms of my own business etiquette, you know, and learning how to properly run a business, not just from a fairylands of naivety and rose-colored glasses, and all of the creative fun side of things. But I'm learning a lot about business logistics, how to properly delegate and get people to do those things for me, which is exactly the process I'm going through right now. I, again, have no ill will on this person, on this brand. I don't wish anything negative or bad against them. I think that life deals its own karmic cycles and lessons. And so I'm not going to sit here and play that card. Like, I want to keep my hands clean, my karma clean, my side of the street clean, if you will, and lean into the part of this that honestly felt like an opportunity. Let the COS chapter of my life close and take all of the lessons that I learned from it and let it morph into and also start something new. When I started COS, I was just a solo girl in her apartment in the city of Toronto who wanted to have a shop or a clothing line under her name. That was it, period. That was what I wanted. What Kohs turned into was an opportunity for me to create a space online that feels safe, that is comforting to other people, while also offering services and goods and classes and community and self-care through yoga and meditation. And that to me is so much growth that it isn't the same thing as what it started as. So that's what makes letting this go, as much as it sucks, it also makes it exciting for me, because I think it's time to do something new, call it something new, make it something new, start something new. I am so appreciative of the love and support throughout the years for Kohs. Also through this experience, there have been so many people that I was like moved by how many people had my back and were, you know, sticking up for me. And I really appreciate that. Like this, I've always felt loved and support online. I had people that were saying like, I watched Kaylin for years. I don't even watch her anymore, but like, I support you in whatever you choose to do. And the Kohs community itself, I reached out to them and asked like, what option do you think I should do? And a lot of them too were like, I really like the idea of the rebrand. You seem excited about a rebrand. I am excited about a rebrand, but I also am excited about the idea of letting the people that have come to this space be part of the rebrand. It embodies everybody that has been a part of this and has become a part of this and might still in the future be a part of this. And that is exciting to me. So there is already a new business name I'm working through right now with my lawyers, changing my incorporation name, getting the trademarks done, because I will not let that pass through the cracks again. I'm working on and with manufacturers to get a couple small, like hand-chosen goods to sell that'll be of good quality and will also make sense for what, again, the types of things that we do over here. And I'm really excited about that because it's been so fun. This has really sparked a fire under me for just feeling excited, feeling inspired, feeling motivated. I mean, I'm definitely, yes. Oh, he's awake again and smiling. Yeah, you know I'm about to say something. I'm definitely multitasking because this was not something I was planning on doing in this chapter of life. I mean, having a baby and doing a full business rebrand is a lot. It is, but it's exciting. And I have people working with me and helping me. Ultimately, I just think this is actually for the better. I mean, I definitely was upset. I was very upset, had a couple good cries about it, and sat with it and obviously talked to lawyers about it, was given all of my options, and then decided with my heart and with my intuition what felt right. At the end, I do actually think this might work in my favor. Even if, I mean, I lose following through the rebrand, and even if there's work that ends up being kind of, you know, lost in letting go of Kohs, I do think that I actually may have needed this push. I may have needed this point of view to sit back and really look at Kohs and ask if I've outgrown it. If it's time to make it something better, if it's time to make it something new and unique and different. You know, I wouldn't have come to this if this didn't happen. So I'm not saying thank you by any means, definitely not. But I will give credit to the experience, not the brand or the person, the experience for what it has shown me and what it has allowed me to get from it and turn it into. I like what I have planned better than what has been. I like it better than Kohs. I even like the brand name better than Kohs. I like the logo. I love the slogan. I love the offerings that are going to come under this and the content, because there's still just going to be free content. I'm going to be running or publishing my podcast, Kaylin's Coffee Talk, through this new brand as well. So this will still be a thing. We'll still be here having coffee talks. I have a lot of fun opportunities with this. I'll be recreating our little podcast cafe space that we talk or have our coffee talks from, updating my office a little bit. And I wish I could show you the little smiles I'm getting right now. Every time I look down, I just see my baby just smiling right back at me. I think you like the idea too. Anyway, I'm just really excited by what is coming. And you will get all of that information in a future video when I do officially have everything in order logistically first to go ahead and launch this new name, this new company, this new brand. I'll be making a full encompassing little trailer so you can understand everything that is coming with this new change, getting things developed and getting things made and created, and I'm excited and I'm looking forward to it. It's fun. I'm now seeing that my microphone and camera are on its last breath in terms of battery life. So I guess I'll leave you here. Thank you for listening to this story and for, again, all of the love and support these last 5 years. Coz will always be an amazing chapter. I'm never going to just fully let it go. This isn't necessarily goodbye to you, but it is goodbye to Coz. And I hope to see a lot of you guys on the other side of this in the new brand name and in the new offerings I'll be able to bring to the interwebs. And perhaps even one day offline, off the interwebs and in person. Life is going to throw you curveballs, but like you get to choose how you hit that curveball, you know? So observe that curveball as it's heading towards you, analyze where the right place is to hit it, and then swing the bat and hit a home run. That's my moral of this story. And you can do that without hitting or hurting anybody on the way. I don't know. I feel like there should be more I should say here, considering this is literally goodbye to Coz. The Coz website and the Coz Instagrams are going to have a little bit of a break while we prep and get everything ready for the relaunch. And then all of the names will change and you will see all of that in due time. Our shop will be back up soon. The blog will be back up soon, but it'll be totally different. Outside of that, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for listening to today's story. Don't mess up with your karma either, sending any bad energy anywhere else. Like, your support over here is enough. That's all I could ever need. So thank you. Thank you so much. If you do want to join in on the memberships over here on YouTube and be part of this rebranding process, feel free to do that. And if not, then you can still just subscribe, hang around, and there's going to be lots of free content coming as well. And I am sending you so much love all the way to the moon and back. And I will talk to all of you guys in our next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.